感恩今日有我哋一位特别讲员喺我哋当中。
我们很感恩今天有一个特别讲员在我们当中。
我哋有 Dr. Dick Eastman 同埋佢太太喺我哋当中。
我们有 Dr. Dick Eastman 还有他的太太在我们当中。
我哋邀请我哋起身同大家打个招呼。
邀请他们起。
呀，我哋一起用掌声欢迎佢哋。
我们一起用掌声欢迎他们。
好多谢主。我请 Pastor Dick 上嚟。
我们请邀请 Pastor Dick。
Dr. Dick 系佢 Dr. Dick 佢系。俗家归主协会的主席，
他是Dr. Dick Eastman 是俗家归主
协会
的主席
感谢神，神大大使用他，
感谢神大大使用他，
他一位祷告的人，
他是位祷告的人，
一位爱慕神说话的人，
他是位爱慕神话语的人，
传讲神话语的人，
传讲神话语的人，
并且他身上有很多很多很多属灵的经历，
而且身上有很多很多属灵的经历，
因为神大大使用，
因为神大大使用，
神俾佢有异象有经历，
神给他有异象有经历。
多谢主， so, 我哋教会亦都去探访过 EHC 嘅总部。
然后我们的教会也去过 EHC 的总部。
我哋希望同佢哋更多嘅认识。
我们盼望跟他们有更多的认识。
但我感谢神，
但是
喺总部揾嗰阵，我哋去嘅时候揾唔到阿 Dr. Dick。
当我们去的时候，我们找不到 Dr. Dick，
因为佢出差啦。
因为他出差了。
但系佢居然嚟到我哋教会。
但是他居然来到我们教会。
我哋俾啲掌声主耶稣。
所以我们感谢耶稣。
你都多谢 ，Thank you。
谢谢 Dr. Dick。
Yeah, it's a delight to be here again at 611 Church。
所以很开心可以再一次来到六一教会。
I'm always disappointed that I do not know。Mandarin or Cantonese.
我每次都觉得很沮丧，为什么不会讲广东话或是国语呢？
But I know I'm going to know both languages. I'm going to know in heaven.
但我知道，当我去天堂的时候，我觉得这两个话语我都会的。
Because those will be the main languages.
因为在天上，这会是最主要的话。
Because there'll be more Chinese people in heaven than anybody else.
因为在天上会有中国人会比其他人口都多的。
And I think that's good.
那我觉得这是很好的。
What a joy to be able to share with you today.
何等喜乐可以跟你们大家分享。
As I was praying several weeks ago,
当我几个礼拜前在祷告的时候呢
about coming again to 611,
当我要再一次来到六一的时候
praying about what I might share.
所以我就在祷告说，那我应该讲什么呢？
At that same time, I was very concerned about our own nation, America.
那当在同时呢，在此同时，我也非常的担心我们的国家美国。
And some of the challenges we face.
就是在美国所面对的一些挑战跟问题。
America now has over 381 different languages that are spoken in our land.
你知道，在美国本土有超过381个语言正在被传讲着。
And more, we have become a nation that needs the gospel.
所以越来越变成美国是需要一个福音的国家。
And this year, in America,
在美国
actually officially next month,
事实上下个月
we are launching an every home campaign to take the gospel to every single home in America.
哇，我们在我们的那个逐家归主布道团就会发起这个运动，是在美国去每一个家庭来传福音。
By mobilizing 60,000Evangelical 60,000 churches.
就是我们会来推动是六万个教会福音派的教会。
So it's a big task.
所以是一个很大的一个工作。
And we ask for your prayers.
所以我们需要大家的祷告。
And this is also a very critical year for America.
所以今年也是一个美国非常关键性的一年。
Because we have another presidential election.
因为我们的总统选举又要来了。
And it's a challenging time.
那这是一个非常挑战性的时候。
In some ways, we the churches are losing more and more of their freedoms.
你知道，有时候教会是越来越失去他们的自由。
And so we have felt led to call for a 40-day fast.
所以我们就感动说，我们要来呼召大家来做一个40天的禁食祷告。
Many ministries are partnering together to do this in America.
那么很多在美国不同的事工都跟我们一起来参加这个运动。
Beginning next Friday.
所以下个礼拜五开始
and then continuing 40 days,
然后就会连续40天
and the 40th day will be our presidential election.
那么第40天开始就刚刚好就是美国总统大选日
and so we developed a prayer guide for 40 days.
所以我们就有一个这个祷告指引，有40天的祷告指引
simply titled Grace for America.
那这个祷告的指引的书就名字就叫做给美国的恩典
includes 40 different passages that have to do with grace and forgiveness and favor.
我们就特别选了40篇经文都是讲到恩宠讲到恩典的
and at the end of my message I'll tell you how you can connect to that online.
在我分享的最后，我就会跟你讲，你怎么样跟我们一起连接，透过网络一起跟我们连接。
But because I knew that 611 has a respect and appreciation for America,
那我知道六一是对美国非常的有感动，而且非常的感激。
Our ministry purchased 3 condominiums in Washington D.C. Right by our Supreme Court for prayer.
你知道我们的集团我们的机构就在美国那个白宫的在那个 Supreme Court 最高等法院的对面，我买了3个公寓。
Actually, for day and night prayer.
我们就是把它拿来当247，就是白天昼夜这样来祷告。
611 Church sowed a wonderful gift into that ministry for us.
那是让六一教会，你们就把你们的奉献就是在这里来撒种，然后在这边来让我们有收成。
And so when I knew that I would be able to speak here,
所以当我知道我可以来到这里，再一次来你们当中分享的时候
，I thought I would speak on a somewhat difficult message or difficult subject.
我想说，我可能会讲一些比较艰难、比较难一点的
话题。It's a subject becoming more significant to the church in recent years.
但这个话题就会变，其实事实上是越来越多在教会里面常常传讲。
And it has to do with fasting and prayer.
那就讲到禁食祷告。
Now, I know you have been taught on this subject before.
我知道你应该是有听过这样禁食祷告的教导。
And I know God has called 611 to seasons of fasting and prayer.
那我也知道神在呼召六一教会一起来禁食，进入这个禁食祷告的季节。
And I am coming at this time just to ask you to pray for us.
那这次我来，我就想要邀请你们来为我们祷告。
And I want to share an experience I had in fasting and prayer.
那我就想要跟你分享在禁食祷告里面我有的经历。
And if I were looking for what kind of title to give my message, I came to the title of cutting edge prayer.
那当我在想我讲到的题目的时候，我就想到这个题目叫做尖端性的祷告。
Now I know that's a very familiar expression in English.
那我知道这个对英文来说就是我们常常用的。
But the way I would describe it is this way.
但是我要这样子来形容。
The blade of a knife to really cut something has to be very sharp on its cutting edge.
就是你知道那个刀的那个刀锋，你要来砍的地方，必须要非常的尖锐的。
Now the whole blade is important.
你知道整把刀都是很重要的。
You can't have a knife without a blade.
你不能够有只有刀锋没有刀柄。
But the sharper the edge is, the more it cuts, the more that it accomplishes.
但是那个刀锋越尖锐，你就可以越深的，然后也可以越顺的来砍下。
And fasting does that in our praying.
那么禁食就在对我们的祷告来说就是这个功用。
So I call this cutting edge prayer.
所以我就叫它说尖端性的祷告。
Keys to fasting down.Strongholds.
就是禁食祷告击落营垒的钥匙。
Some of the greatest victories in our ministry have happened out of fasting.
你知道我们在我们的机构里面，我们很多时候我们的突破性的得胜都是因为从禁食祷告出来的。
Now God honors prayer.
你知道神真的很尊荣我们的祷告。
And every believer ought to take time to pray every day.
所以每一个信徒，我们都应该每一天都应该祷告。
But periodically, at different times, there are urgent needs.
但有时候在不同的时段，有时候有特别的需要。
And so we add.To our praying, fasting.
所以我们就在我们本来有的祷告上，我们再加上禁食。
Now fasting doesn't need to be complicated.
那禁食其实不用很复杂的。
Some people, I think, even misunderstand.
有些人我甚至觉得你们可能误会了。
Thinking it's got to be exactly this way or that way.
觉得一定要这样子或一定要那样子。
Our executive director of our ministry fasted 40 days of not listening to.Any iPods or anything like that for 40 days.
你知道我们其中一个我们的其中一个 director， 他禁食怎么禁的？就是他不听任何的 iPod 或任何的音乐，禁40天。
He fasted all media.
他就把所有的禁所有的媒体。
Now he admitted that he probably had become addicted to media.
那他就承认说他可能真的有一点点对媒体有点上瘾。
But he gave that up.
但是他就把他放手，就是40天就禁。
And God spoke to him in ways you could not imagine.
那神就对他用各种方式说话，是你没办法想象的。
God honors whenever we deny ourselves.
因为神真的尊荣，不管你放下的是什么，神都尊荣。
To give more attention to Him.
你就给神更多的
and His purposes.
更多的专心跟注意力。
God honors that.
然后对他的计划更多的专注。
I begin with Isaiah 58.
那我就从以赛亚书五十八章开始。
A familiar passage to some.
是对有些人是非常熟悉的。
In verse 6 it says this.
第六节这么说。
Is not this the fast that I have chosen?
这我所拣选的禁食。
To loose the bonds of wickedness.
不是要松开邪恶的捆绑。
To undo the heavy burdens.
解下重担。
To let the oppressed go free.
使被欺压的得自由。
And that you break every yoke.
而折断一切的轭吗？
Verse 7 says,
第七节这么说
Is it not to share your bread with the hungry?
不是要把你们的食物分给饥饿的人
And that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out?
接待被赶出的穷人
When you see the naked, that you cover him and not hide yourself from your own flesh.
你看着光着身子的你盖住他。
It goes on to say.
不躲避追求助的亲人。
Then your light shall break forth like the morning.
然后他们就说，然后你的光就必突然发出。
Your healing shall spring forth speedily.
像黎明的曙光，你必快快得医治。
And your righteousness shall go before you.
你的公义必行在你的前面。
The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard.
主的荣耀要做你的后盾。
And so we would be surrounded by the presence and the glory of the Lord.
所以我们就被神的荣耀这样完全的来遮盖。
This passage in Isaiah, chapter 58,
以赛亚书五十八章的经文
it seems very related to Isaiah chapter 61,
跟以赛亚书六十一章好像非常的有关联
which is such an important passage to 611 church,
也就是对六一非常重要的一节信息
that we're setting people free,
就是我们释放人得自由
we're breaking strongholds,
我们来断开一切的沉重的恶坚固营垒
and we do it through this veryimportant discipline called fasting.
那我们就透过这个特别的一个节制，就是叫做禁食。
And as I've already said, that there are many different ways we can fast.
那就像我刚说的，我们可以有不同的方式来做禁食的。
Even one meal a day.
甚至你可以一天一餐。
Or in the Bible, several times it says of God's people they fasted until the evening time.
或者在圣经里面很多次都提到说，神的百姓是禁食一直到黄昏的时候。
And in my own life, I've had those occasions.
那么在我的人生里面，我也有这样的时候。
For a long time, I might fast one day a week.
很长一段时间，我可能就一个礼拜进食一次。
Or a portion of a day a week.
或者是其中一个礼拜里面的几天。
But I want to share with you what I call a personal life lesson.
但是我想要跟你分享我生命中一个很重要的课程。
It really was an adventure to me.
真的是一个我人生中的一个旅程。
And so I call it adventures in fasting down strongholds.
所以我就说这个是我的人生里面的一个旅程。
Adventures in loosing the bonds of wickedness.
是以禁食祷这一个来松开一个人生里面的一个旅程，来断开仇敌的一些捆绑。
And some we know sometimes the word adventure means you're going on a journey and you're experiencing new things.
你知道有时候我说这个个人生命的课堂，这个 adventure 这个字就好像是你去一个地方玩，有一个不同的旅程。
And the first that I want the first journey that I want to describe to you is when God called me on my first 40-day fast.
那第一个这样的一个旅程，我想跟你分享，就是神第一次呼召我来做40天禁食祷告。
Now as I have said, I up to that time I might.Fasted one or two days.
那就像我刚跟你说，我可能一个礼拜我会操练禁食一两天。
But I do not recall even fasting 7 days.
但是我从来没有想过我连续禁食七天。
When God spoke to me about setting aside 40 days for fasting and prayer.
那有一次神跟我说你要禁食祷告四十天。
It was in the year 1996.
那是在1996年。
That was the 50th anniversary of the ministry of Every Home for Christ.
那是逐家归主布道团的五十周年的创立纪念。
So this year is the 70th anniversary.
所以今年是第七十周年。
In fact, this is the reason my wife and I are out here in this region.
所以这是为什么我跟我太太我们在这个在亚洲区这个地方。
All of our leaders from all over Asia will be gathering in KL next week.
我们全部的领袖我们都会在吉隆坡这个地方来聚集。
And we've been to other regions. I've been to Africa. We've been to Europe.
那我们也去过其他不同的区，比如说我去了欧洲，去了非洲。
And celebrating what God has done over 70 years.
那我们就是在庆祝，然后来观看神在70年里面神的作为。
And in 1996 was our 50th anniversary of the ministry.
那么1996年是我们事工的第五十周年的纪念。
And God chose that season to call me to 40 days of fasting and prayer.
那神就在特别那个季节里面就呼召我来做禁食祷告四十天。
Now as I've said, I've never done that before.
那就像我跟你分享，我从来没有这样做过。
I didn't know what would happen.
我不知道会发生什么事。
But one humorous thing I can tell you about.
但是一个很好笑的一个跟你分享一个笑话。
At least it's humorous to me now.
就是或者现在对我来说，我觉得很好笑。
10 days into that fasting period.
就是当我开始禁食十天之后。
I having never done it, the first few days were very difficult.
因为我从来没有做过那么久的禁食，所以前面几天真的很难的。
And by the 10th day, I prayed to the Lord.
那到第十天，我就跟神祷告。
And I said very simply,
我就讲很简单
but very sincerely,
但是非常的诚恳
from the bottom of my heart, I prayed this sincere prayer.
从我心里面我就发出这个很诚恳的祷告
I said, God, if you'll just keep me alive,
我说神，你只要让我活着
for the rest of these 40 days,
只要让我在接下来40天我可以活着
if you just keep me alive,
你只要让我可以活着
I promise you,
我答应你
from the bottom of my heart,
从我心里面这样子呼喊
I will never do this again for the rest of my life. 我永远
都不会再做40天禁止祷告
That was a sincere prayer.
那就是我里面很诚恳的祷告呼求
Well, God let me survive the following 30 days.
那当然神让我接下来30天我真的活下来了
to get to 40 days.
然后我就突破40天
And then I thought, this is something I've experienced. I'll never do it again.
然后我就说，哇，这个我已经经历过这个人生经历，我永远不要再做一次了。
Yes, it was a challenge.
没有错，这是一个挑战。
But God began to do amazing things in our ministry.
但神就开始做一些在我们事工里面做一些很特别的事情。
He began to give us plans for reaching literally every nation on earth, every home with the gospel.
他开始释放一些蓝图给我们计划，让我们知道怎么样得着每一个国家、每一个家庭。
But I thought, well, that's just one experience for my life.
那我就想说，这只是我人生里面其中一个经历而已。
But then something happened.
但是有一些事发生了。
It was the year 2000.
就是2000年的时候。
And as the year 2000 was coming up,
那当2000年来的时候呢？
That's a new century.
那是一个新的世纪，对不对？
Even a new millennium.
甚至是一个新的千年。
Something new.
是新的。
And I felt God wants to do even much more.
那我就觉得神要做更多的事情。
And for the second time, I felt God calling me to 40 days of fasting and prayer.
所以我就觉得神第二次呼召我来做40天的禁食祷告。
And so I decided, as I prayed, that I would do the 40 days during the Lenten season, from Ash Wednesday to Palm Sunday, 40 days.
所以我就决定要从要四十天，就是从
From Ash Wednesday on a Wednesday to
就是从一个礼拜三，然后到一个礼拜天。
But I didn't know what the focus was for my praying.
但是我不知道祷告的重点是什么。
I like to know why. What is the focus of the fast?
所以我就想要知道到底神你要我禁食祷告的目标
是什么。Because God said it's not this the fast that I've chosen.
因为神说这不是我所拣选的禁食。
And because our church where we attended had a world prayer center.
因为我所去的教会，我们有一个世界祷告中心
，where people would come day and night and pray，
就是人会每天昼夜就来二十七的来祷告。
Every Wednesday，
每个礼拜三
，there was a worship leader every Wednesday that would lead an hour in the lunch hour， but nothing but just praise。
所以每个礼拜三的中午，那吃午餐的时候会有敬拜主领来，我们就带敬拜，就是没有，就是每全部都音乐，就是敬拜赞美。
And I thought that would be a good way to start my 40 days.
那我就觉得那个时间是很好，是我40天禁食祷告的开始。
Perhaps God will show me more about the fasting, what I'm to focus on.
那么可能神会更多的开启我要怎么样，为什么来祷告，禁食祷告的目标焦点是什么。
So I got up that morning.
所以那天我就起来。
Beginning the fast, didn't eat anything.
然后我就开始。我的禁食，我没有吃任何东西。
It was the very first day.
那就是第一天。
Of 40.
然后的四十天的第一天。
And by the time I went to the noon worship time, I was already very hungry.
那当我早上这样禁食，我到中午那个去那个敬拜祷告的时候，我已经很饿了。
And my stomach was making noises.
那我的肚子就开始咕咕叫。
And it was saying to my brain, you need to put food down in your stomach.
我的肚子就跟我的脑子说，你需要把食物放在我的胃里面。
And here I was in this worship time.
那你知道，我们大家都在敬拜祷告。
And wondering what it was that God wanted me to do for these 40 days.
那我就想说，神，你到底要我在这四十天里面做什么呢？
Nothing but pure worship.
我就什么都没有，就是这样子来敬拜。
Now one thing that I should tell you that's also humorous.
那我想要跟你讲，也是很好笑的。
Is in that prayer center.During that worship time, they would always have a big loaf of bread and the cup of communion for people that would take communion during the worship time.
你知道，在我们的祷告中心，我们常常会有一个大面包，然后就是还有一个几个葡萄酒，就是给大家领圣餐的，常常预备好的。
Because people were standing and worshiping, and some would be walking and worshiping.
你知道有些人会坐在那里敬拜，有些人会站着、啊、走来走去举起手，就是自由的来敬拜。
And you could go and break a piece of bread off of the big loaf.
然后你就可以自己走过去那个一大块面包面前，你就自己拿一块出来，你就来领圣餐。
And the one thing that I allowed myself to do,
那我一个允许我自己做的，当我在禁食祷告的时候
，is to take communion,
就是来领圣餐嘛。
So I was worshiping the Lord.
所以我在那边敬拜祷告。
And I kept looking at that big loaf.
然后我就一直看着那一块面包。
And wondering how big a piece I could take.
然后我就想说，我应该拿多大块呢？
And if anybody would notice that, oh, he took a big piece.
那可是会不会被人家发现说，哦，我拿了很大一块？
But I thought that was humorous because that's what I was thinking.
我觉得很好笑，因为那个真的这是我当时在想的事情。
And everybody was worshiping.
那每一个人就很认真在敬拜神。
And all of a sudden, the worship leader said something.
那突然那个敬拜主领讲一句话。
And usually he wouldn't say anything. He would just lead worship.
你知道通常他不会说话，他就是带敬拜。
But he stopped and he said into the microphone.
但他突然停了，他就对麦克风来说。
Didn't King David say in Psalm 63?
他说大卫不是在诗篇第六十三篇说
，You satisfy me with the richest of foods.
你用你的脂油，然后来满足我。
I will praise your name with songs of joy.
然后我会用喜乐，用我的诗歌来敬拜你。
And when he said that, I was realizing I'm giving up all these rich all foods.
那我当他这样讲的时候，我就发现我把这些美食都放下了。
And then I was shocked.
那我就很惊讶。
Because God spoke to me.
因为神对我说话。
And he said this to me.
然后他就这样对我说
：“I am not calling you to fasting and prayer like you think.”
我没有呼召你来做你以为的禁食祷告。
I started to say Hallelujah.
那我就说 Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
I don't have to fast for 40 days.
我再也不用40天禁食祷告了。
But then he spoke more.
但是神又再对我说。
He said, No, I'm calling you to 40 days of fasting and worship.
他说不是，我是要呼召你做禁食敬拜40天。
And I thought, what does that mean?
我就说这什么意思啊？
And the Lord spoke again.
那神又再次对我说。
He said, Is it not your desire?
他说这不是你的渴慕吗？
To see all the nations know my name and see my glory?
你要看列国的人都来认识我，然后来看见我的荣耀吗？
And I said, Lord, yes, you know that's my desire.
我说是的，主，你知道了，这是我里面的渴慕。
And then he said, didn't the psalmist say that if you delight in me, I'll give you the desires of your heart?
他说你不记得诗篇里面诗人说，当你以神为乐的时候，我就把你里面所要的都给你吗？
And I turned to Psalm 37 in my Bible while I was worshiping.
那我就转到诗篇三十七篇，当我在敬拜的时候。
And I read verse 4.
那我就读诗篇第三十七篇第四篇第四节。
Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart.
就你要以神为乐，神就把你心中所想的都加给你。
And the Lord said, "If you delight in me,"
那神就说，如果你以我为乐
，over these next 40 days，
在这接下来的四十天里面
，I will give you the desire for the nations.
我就把你心里的列国都赏赐给你。
But I still didn't understand.
但我就不是很明白。
I said, Lord, what is the difference between fasting and prayer and fasting and worship?
我说神，那有什么分别呢？禁食祷告跟禁食敬拜有什么不一样呢？
Is it just the use of a different word?
只是我用不同的字来形容。
Worship instead of prayer?
就是我用敬拜来形容祷告。
And the Lord spoke to me again.
但神又再一次对我来说话。
Didn't my disciples or apostles go forth?To witness out of fasting and worship.
你记不记得我的使徒，我的门徒们是在禁食敬拜里面，他们被差派出去来传福音呢
？And immediately he brought to my mind Acts chapter 13.
那在马上我就想到使徒行传第十三章。
I don't know how this exactly happened, but I turned to that passage.
我不知道这怎么发生，但是我就真的就翻到那一节经文。
Because I knew this was where Paul and Barnabas first went forth.
因为我知道是保罗跟巴拿巴第一次要出去的时候。
And I turned to Acts 13.
那我就翻到使徒行传第十三章。
And read verse 2.
我就读第二节。
One day, as these men were worshiping the Lord and fasting,
当他们在敬拜主和禁食的时候
，the Holy Spirit said,
那么圣灵就说了
，dedicate Barnabas and Saul for the special work to which I've called them.
要奉献巴拿巴和扫罗做特别的工，是我所召他们的。
And as I was meditating on that verse,
那么当我在这里默想这节经文的时候
，I said, "Lord, you need to speak further to me."
我说神，你要再更多对我来说话。
What would be different in the next 40 days?
在接下来的四十天会有什么不同呢
？Than the last fast I had?
跟上一次的禁食祷告有什么不同呢
？How could I engage in fasting and worship?
我怎么样可以在这个更深的投入在这个禁食跟敬拜里面呢
？And the Lord spoke to me.
那么神就跟我说。
And said, "In the next 40 days,
在接下来的四十天里面
I want you to sing all your prayers.
我要你把你所有的祷告唱出来
I want you to sing your praise.
我要你唱出你的祷告
Instead of just reading scripture, when you turn to scripture, I want you to sing the word.
你不要只是翻这个经文，然后你读出来。我要你把经文唱出来
Sing in the spirit.
然后在灵里面来歌唱
And sing in your understanding.
然后又不是又然后把你的悟性唱出来。
I knew that the Lord wanted me to do this.
所以我知道神要我做这件事情。
And the very next day,
那接下来的那一天
I had an unusual experience.
我就有一个非常特别的经历。
I was I stayed at home to work at home.
我在家里面，我在家里面。
I was doing some writing.
我就在写工作，然后写一些书。
And I decided to go into my prayer closet at about 12 o'clock noon.
那中午十二点，我就决定去我的祷告的这个衣柜里面。
And this would be my first prayer time where I was just going to sing to the Lord.
那这是我第一次神跟我说之后，我就真的要决定我要跟神来唱歌了。
Now I have maps from all over the world in my prayer closet.
你知道在我祷告衣橱里面那个墙上全部都是列国的地图。
I keep a journal every day for have for many years, and so I have all these journals there.
我每一天我都写属灵日记，所以我所有的那些日记都放在那个祷告衣橱里面。
And many pictures of people on the wall that I pray for.
然后很多我为我代祷的人的那些照片都放在墙上
面。But I didn't want my attention drawn to anything but the Lord.
但是我不想要 我任何其他的事情来让我分心，我只想单单专注
在神身上。So I turned the lights off.
所以我就把灯关掉。
And sat in my chair.
然后我就坐在我的椅子上。
And then I said, Lord.
然后我就说，主啊。
I'm going to try this now.
我现在就要来试试看了。
I'm just going to sing.
我就是要来唱歌。
And it was somewhat humorous again to me.
那我觉得也是蛮好笑的。
Because I just started to sing.
因为我就开始唱。
And I sang about 10 minutes.
然后当我在唱了大概十分钟之后。
And then I was starting to listen to my own voice.
然后我就开始听我自己的声音。
And I don't have a great singing voice.
因为我不是唱得很好。
And so I was hearing my voice, thinking more about how I sounded.
所以当我一边听我自己的声音，我就觉得说，哎，我听起来怎么样呢？
And then I thought, oh God up in heaven must be plugging his ears.
然后我在想说，神在天上应该把自己耳朵这样挡起来，捂起来。
I thought, oh, this is awful.
我说主啊，这真的很糟糕哎。
And I stopped.
然后我就停止了。
And I said, God, I don't think this is right.
我说神，我不觉得这样子真的有用哎。
But I really knew he had spoken to me the day before.
但是主，我真的知道你昨天真的你对我说话。
And I remembered reading something.
然后我记得我读到你的经文。
Great famous preacher in America.
我记得有曾经有个美国很有名的布道家曾经这样讲过。
A.W. Tozer
是陶素他这样讲过。
Wrote many books on worship.
他写了很多关于敬拜的书。
And on one book I read where he was talking about singing to the Lord.
那其中一本书他就讲到说，我们向神歌唱。
He said, "You may have a terrible voice."
他说可能你的声音是很不好听的。
But when you sing only to God,
但是当你单单对主歌唱
，He thinks you're an opera star.
他就觉得你是那个歌剧院的那个明星巨星。
That's what it sounds like to him.
这就是对主来说，他就觉得那么好听的。
And I made a decision.
那所以我就做一个决定。
I'd only sung for 10 minutes.
我不只是要唱十分钟。
I said, Lord, I'm going to try this again.
我说主，我要再做一次。
And I'm just going to begin to sing to you.
然后我就是要单单对你来歌唱。
I cannot explain it.
我不知道怎么解释。
But after just a few minutes,
但是过了几分钟之后
，the presence and the glory of the Lord started to come.
我觉得神的同在，神的荣耀就降下来了。
And I sang and I sang.
然后我就唱，我就唱，我就唱。
And then I wept and I sang and I wept.
然后我就哭，然后我再唱，然后我再流泪。
And I felt the peace of God and the joy of the Lord.
然后我就感受到属天的同在跟属天的喜乐。
I wasn't really asking for anything.
我没有跟神求任何事情。
I was just delighting in him.
我就是单单以他为乐。
And he said, when you just delight in me,
当他说你以神为乐
，I'll give you your desires.
我就将心里所求的都赐给你。
In other words, I will give you what you don't even ask for.
或者是说我会给你是你没有求的我都给你。
But in your heart, you desire it.
但你在心里面你想要的。
And so I kept singing.
所以我就继续唱。
And all of a sudden,
那突然之间
the peace was amazing.
那个属天的平安
the presence of God was amazing.
属天的同在就很大的临到我。
And I felt burdens were lifted.
然后我就觉得身上的重担都离开我了。
And then I got up to leave my prayer closet.
然后我就站起来，我就离开我的衣橱。
And when I stepped out into the light,
当我站出来有光的时候
I looked at my watch.
我就看我的表
I had gone into the closet at noon.
我是十二点中午的时候进去的
And I sang 10 minutes and almost stopped.
然后我唱了十分钟我就很想停了
And when I looked at my watch,
可是当我在看我的表的时候
4 hours had passed. It was 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
已经是下午四点已经过了四个小时了
My first day,
我的第一天
after starting that fast,
就是开始那个禁食敬拜
I sang in the presence of the Lord for 4 hours.
我在神的同在里面唱了四个小时。
Now I do not say that in any way to sound boastful.
你知道我不是要来自夸。
But I'm telling you what happened.
但是我就是跟你讲发生什么事。
God was beginning to do things.
神就开始做一些工作了。
Even in our ministry in the years that followed.
甚至在我们的事工里面还有隔年之后发生的事情。
We would see more happen in 5 or 6 years than we had in 40 years.
我们看见接下来的五六年里面所发生的事比我们前面四十年所做的还要多。
And 10 days into that fast.
那当我在十天的禁食敬拜里面。
And remember in my first 40-day fast.
然后我记得我前一次的四十天敬拜。
I told the Lord if you just keep me alive.
我就神你只要让我活着就好了。
I'll never do this again.
我就再也不要再做了。
And here I was in the second fast.
可是现在在两千年，我又再一次在这个禁食敬拜里面。
And it was day number 10.
那个是到第十天左右。
And we had a group of young people.
然后我们就有一群年轻人。
Going out on a mission.
他们要去短宣。
To Africa.
去非洲来宣教。
And they were going to a place where there's the famous Victoria Falls.
那他们就要去一个这个曾经有个独裁者是很有名的独裁者在这边没有失去权力的。
In the nation of Zambia.
就在Zambia 这个地方。
Right on the border of the other nation of Zimbabwe.
就在这个津巴威的旁边的这个边界的地方。
And we were hearing testimonies.
那么我们就听到不同的见证。
Of entire villages being reached with the gospel and people turning to Christ.
就是一个一个的村庄是整个村庄都被福音得着然后得救。
I wished I could have gone with them.
那我就很盼望我可以跟他们一起去。
But at that time it wasn't possible.
但那个时候是不太可能。
And so we brought all these young people going on this journey.
所以我们就带着一群年轻人，他们要准备要去短宣。
We brought them into one of our prayer rooms.
我们就把他们带到我们的祷告室里面。
Where we have a large globe.
我们就有一个很大的地球。
And we had chairs all around the globe.
然后我们就有椅子在这个
for the team that was going.
就我们就要有不同的团队去到不同的地方。
And we asked for other staff to come and stand behind them all.
那我们就请不同的同工就站在这些年轻人的后面。
Lay hands on them and pray.
然后就按手为他们来祷告。
And I put my hands. I was standing there, and I put my hands on two of the young people.
那我站在那边，我就按手在两个年轻人的身上。
And then I said to the rest of the staff.
那我就跟其他的同工们说。
Now whoever wants to pray, you pray.
那谁现在谁有感动祷告，你们就祷告。
And I will close this time of prayer.
那我就会做最后的结束祷告。
And so they started to pray.
所以他们就开始大家一起祷告。
And I had no idea what was about to happen.
我完全没有想过接下来会发生的事情。
As I laid my hands on the two I was praying for,
当我的手按在两个年轻人的身上的时候
suddenly it was like I didn't even hear anybody else praying.
突然之间，好像我没有听到任何其他的人祷告。
God gave me a vision of Africa.
神让我看到非洲的异象。
And it was like I was transported out to Africa to that very region where they were going.
好像我真的人被提到非洲一样，就是他们要去的那个地方。
There at the base of Victoria Falls.
就在那个维多利亚瀑布的下面。
And as I was standing on a ridge,
那当我站在这个山坡上面的时候
looking out over a great valley,
我就看到整个山谷在我的面前。
Only later would I learn that I was in my vision. I was looking at the famous Gwembe Valley.
那后来我才发现，原来在我的意象里面，我看到的是那个 Gwembe 这个山谷。
I knew nothing about it at that time.
但是在当时我看见的时候，我不知道这个地方是哪里的。
But I was looking out at this valley.
但当我看着整个山谷的时候
，and all of a sudden I began to see the smoke of villages rising.
突然之间，我就看到每个村庄的那个烟就冒起来。
At first, it just seemed like a few.
一开始好像只有几个烟。
And then pretty soon, it was like 100.
但后来很快就有几百个。
And then like 1,000.
然后就几千个。
And then, as far as I could see, smoke was rising out of villages.
然后在我眼所能看的最远处，每一个村庄都有烟这样子冒上。
And I started to weep for these villages.
然后我就开始为这些村庄来哭泣。
Because I remembered one of the most famous missionary challenges ever made.
因为我记得其中一个宣教是面对最困难的挑战呢。
Was made by a missionary to Africa.
就是去到欧非洲的宣教士。
By the name of Robert Moffat.
他叫做 Robert Moffat.
In 1839.
在一八三九年。
Robert Moffat left his mission station in Africa.
Robert Moffat 就离开他在非洲的宣教站。
A mission station called Kuruman.
他这个宣教站叫做 Kuruman.
It was famous in England.
在英国是非常有名的。
Because the London Missionary Society was supporting him.
因为伦敦的宣教协会是这样子来支持他的。
And he took a ship many weeks.
那么他就坐船，然后几个礼拜之后回到英国。
And he came to the London Missionary Society.
然后他就回到伦敦这个宣教协会。
And one night he gave a message to the group that gathered.
那有一天晚上他就跟在当场的人来分享。
And during his message,
当他在他的信息里面
，his voice was broken.
他的声音是很沙哑的。
Tears on his face.
然后他的就不断的哭泣流泪。
And he started to say these words.
他就开始这么说。
That have become very famous.
他就成为非常有名的。
He said, "Sometimes I have seen."
他说有时候我。
He said, "Sometimes I have seen."
他有时候我看见
in the morning sun,
在早晨的时候
the smoke of 1,000 villages,
在那个几千个部落的那个烟冒上去
where no missionary has ever been.
但是是没有宣教士去过这些村庄的。
And there was one young man in that crowd.
那在那个族群众里面有一个年轻人
，28 years of age，
二十八岁的年轻人
，who just finished medical school.
他刚刚读完医学院。
And his name was David Livingston.
他的名字就是李文斯顿。
And David Livingston heard that appeal.
那李文斯顿就听到这样的一个呼求。
He said, "I'm willing to go."
他就说我会去到非洲。
And he went out to Africa.
所以他就去到非洲。
And he went into the very places that we were praying about.
那他就去到我们在为我们祷告的那个。
Within 2 years of hearing Robert Moffat, he was on the mission field.
在两年前，他听到 Robert Moffat 讲了，他两年之后他就去到非洲那个地方。
For the rest of his life,
他余生都在非洲里面。
And even when he was dying,
甚至他死的时候
，requested the natives there to cut his heart out and bury it in Africa.
他请当地的原住民把他的心挖出来，然后埋葬在非洲的土地里面。
And now this team was going out to that very region.
那现在我们的团队就要去到非洲那些地方
，where the Great Gwembe Valley is.
就是那个 Gwembe Valley 那个山谷。
But at that time,
但是那个时候呢？
Out of 900 and some villages,
你知道那个时候有超过900多个村庄
，at least 1.5 million people,
甚至有超过100多万人，150万人。
We did not have a church, and there was not a church in any village.
在这900多个村庄里面，没有任何一间教会在村庄里的。
And so when I was praying,
所以当我在祷告的时候，然后我看见那个村庄上面的那个烟这样子上升，
I said, Lord, is it true?
我就说主啊，是真的吗？真的是有那么多的村庄，他们从来没有听过福音，没有看过宣教士吗？
And the Lord spoke to me.
那么神就对我说话。
He said, "That is not what you're seeing."
他说这不是你所看见的。
And I was so surprised.
那我就很惊讶。
He said, "What you are seeing."
他说你所看见的。
Is the incense of prayer and worship rising out of village after village after village where those people have come to know me as Savior?
他说你所看见的是一个敬拜跟祷告的那个烟，众圣徒的烟上升到天堂上面，然后是每一个信主得救的人他们所祷告的。
And within just a couple of years,
那么在接下来的几年里面
a team of our workers went into that region.
所以我们的团队就去到那个地方里面。
And I can't give you all the details.
然后我不能把所有的细节都跟你说。
But they led the paramount chief of the whole.Region, the whole valley came to Jesus as Savior.
他们就带着那个酋长，那个整个区域的最大的酋长，带他来信耶稣。
And he later said he would hold the Bible in his hand.
那他后来就说他会带着圣经拿在他的手上。
And say, "I am your number one evangelist in the Gwembe Valley."
然后他说我是你在这个山谷里面第一个传福音得救的人。
And within about 4 or 5 years,
然后在接下来的4年到5年里面
，we received reports of what was happening in the valley.
我们就收到在那个山谷里面所发生的报告。
And at one point, we heard this testimony.
然后我们听到其中一个见证这样说
，that over 600 of the villages of the 900 villages now had churches.
在900多个部落里面，现在有超过600多个部落村落里面已经有教会了。
Where the incense of worship was rising.
就是那个烟在上腾的地方，全部都有教会建立起来。
Now this all happened out of that time of fasting and worship.
那这些都是在我进食敬拜之后就这样发生了。
Oh, I wish I could tell you some of the stories of the miracles that are happening in these regions.
哇，我真的很想告诉你，跟你分享当中所发生的神迹，其实很多的故事的。
Of people coming to Christ.
你知道这些人怎么样得救？
And leading many others to Christ.
然后他们也这些得救人再得着更多的人。
And after the year 2000.
那么在过了2000年之后
，we began to see the greatest growth.
我们就看见我们有史以来最大的增长。
In our own ministry.
在我们的事工里面有史以来最大的增长。
In fact, I could just give you one example.
事实上，我给你一个例子。
In the year 2000,
在2000年的时候
we followed up 526,000 decisions.
我们就跟进有超过526,000个决志信主的决定。
For the whole year.
就是一年里面。
Now you hear that.
你要留心听。
Now I don't know if that excites you.
我不知道这会不会让你觉得很兴奋。
But the angels are excited.
但是天使是很兴奋的。
Because when one soul repents, they rejoice.
因为每一个灵魂当他们悔改的时候，天上就要来庆祝。
So 526,000 make them really happy.
所以526,000一年里面有这么多人决志信主，一年里面。
I think that's why they have wings. So they can flop around.
我觉得这为什么天使要有翅膀，因为他们就可以这样子欢呼，然后拍掌。
And rejoice.
然后就开心庆祝。
Now.Think of that number.
我想你记得这个数字。
526,000.
526,000
for the whole year.
一年里面五十二万六千个决志。
Last year,
但是去年
We saw,
我们看见
we saw 1,450,000 people responding every single month.
我们看到每一个月哦，有145万个人决志信主，每个月。
Some people don't even believe that.
有些人不相信这个是真的。
526,000 for a whole year in the year 2000.
你知道在两千年的时候，一年里面只有五十二万六千人。
Last year, almost 1.5 million every month received follow-up material.
可是去年每一个月有将近150万个人就是来决志信主。
Now there's so much more I could tell you about this.
所以真的有很多事情我想跟你分享的。
But I will say only this.
但是我只想跟你讲这个。
I believe that fasting and worship creates an open heaven.
我相信当我们敬拜禁食的时候，就那个天就打开了。
And so we're asking our friends in Asia.
所以我们就想邀请我们亚洲的朋友们。
Our friends in Hong Kong.
我们在香港的朋友们。
I'll be with 2,000 leaders next week in KL.
下个礼拜我会跟2000个领袖，我们会在吉隆坡这个地方聚集。
And they come from all of Southeast Asia.
他们会从东南亚全部的地方飞到 KL 这个地方。
Many from Malaysia itself.
很多就是从马来西亚来的。
We're asking them to join in the 40 days of fasting.
我们也会邀请他们来参加这个40天的禁食祷告。
And I would just conclude by giving you these four biblical focuses for fasting down strongholds.
那我最后想用这个来做结尾，就是圣经中以禁食祷告击落营垒的四个焦点。
Focus number one is brokenness.
第一个就是破碎。
Fasting is a personal, voluntary humbling of the heart before God that increases spiritual brokenness.
禁食是以个人自律谦卑的心到神面前来增加灵里的破碎。
No matter what it is that you're giving up.
不管你放下的是什么。
And generally, we think of giving up food.
是大部分的人，我们都想到就是食物禁食。
That causes or creates spiritual brokenness.
那个就让你加增你灵里的破碎。
Psalm 69 verse 10 says this.
诗篇第69篇第十章第十节这么说。
When I wept and humbled myself with fasting, I was jeered at and humiliated.
当我哭泣谦卑自己禁食时，我被嘲笑和羞辱。
But notice what the New English Bible says.
那我想要你看这个 New English Bible 的译本。
I have broken my spirit with fasting.
他说我已禁食破碎了我的灵。
There's something that God honors about a broken spirit.
你知道神非常尊荣这个一个破碎的灵。
He said this of David is he had a broken heart and a contrite spirit.
他对大卫说你有忧伤痛悔的心是我必不轻看的。
A focus number two is self-control.
那么第二个焦点是节制自制力。
Fasting is a commitment to self-control that enables a believer to die out to self.
禁食是致力对于自我的节制，使信徒能对自己死。
Psalm 35:13 says.
诗篇第三十五篇第十三节这么说。
But as for me,
至于我
，when my enemies were sick,
当他们我的敌人有病时
，my clothing was sackcloth.
我就穿上麻衣。
I afflicted myself with fasting.
我以禁食刻骨己心。
I look at the New English Bible again.
那当我在看这个 New English Bible 的翻译的时候。
I mortified myself with fasting.
他说我以禁食来攻克己身。
This is really saying I put myself, my inner self to death by fasting.
也就是可以翻成说我通过禁食向自己死。
That may sound unusual.
这可能听起来很奇怪。
But God honors it.
但是神真的尊荣这件事的。
When we do these kind of disciplines.
当我们这样子做这样子节制的时候。
And focus number three is what I call receptivity.
那第三个焦点是我说是接受力。
Fasting is a worship activity that increases spiritual receptivity by creating a climate for the Holy Spirit to speak.
禁食是透过创造一个气氛让圣灵说话的敬拜活动来增加信徒属灵的接受力。
When I look back at my times of fasting and prayer,
当我回头看我当时禁食祷告的时候
，and I did not tell you, and I did not say this in any of the other services.
我在其他的在前面两堂崇拜我都没有分享这件事的。
But I've just described to you the 40-day worship fast.
但我只是刚刚跟你分享这个禁食敬拜的这40天。
And I thought that was my last 40-day fast.
然后我以为这是我最后一次40天敬拜祷告。
But 2 years ago, God called me to another 40-day fast.
但是两年前，神又再一次呼召我来做40天禁食祷告。
And I ended up referring to that as the blood of Jesus fast.
那我后来就说这个叫做耶稣宝血的禁食。
Because I did something I'd never done before.
因为我做了一件事是我以前从来没有做过的。
I personally took communion all 40 days.
我在每一天在这40天里面。
Just rejoicing in the power of the blood of Jesus Christ.
我就是来享受那个喜乐，那个耶稣宝血的能力。
And now, of course, we're on the threshold of another 40-day fast.
那现在当然我们又要开始另一个40天的禁食祷告。
But I believe there's something significant about we hear more from the Lord when we set aside days of fasting and prayer.
但是我相信真的当我们这样子把时间分别出来的时候，我们会听到神更多圣灵向我们的开启。
I remind you again of Acts 13.
那我再看到我再一次被、
I quoted this earlier.
使徒行传第十四章第二节，我刚刚有说过。
It says, as these men were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said.
他说，当他们在敬拜主和禁食的时候，圣灵就说。
In other words, in that worship, in that fasting, the Holy Spirit spoke. They could hear His voice.
也就是说，当在那个敬拜、在那个祷告的里面，在他们禁食的时候，圣灵就说话，他们就可以听见神的话。
And He sent them out, Paul and Barnabas.
然后就把他们差出去，保罗跟巴拿巴。
To turn whole cities upside down.
就把整个城市翻转过来。
I've always said this.
我常常这样子说。
If you want to take new territory for Jesus,
如果你想要得着新界。
Begin by fasting and prayer.
你就要从禁食祷告开始。
You may not even feel it.
你可能不觉得有感觉的。
You may wonder if anything important is happening.
你可能也不觉得有什么特别的事在发生。
But in the heavenlies, things are happening.
但是在天堂里面，这个在灵界里面，这些事是在发生的。
And finally, focus number four.
最后焦点第四个。
Is ministry.
就是服事。
I personally believe that some are called to a ministry of fasting and prayer.
我相信有些人真的是被呼召来做禁食祷告的服事的这个
侍奉。Now all of us can fast and pray in some way.
你知道我们每一个人，我们在人生的某个阶段，我们都可以禁食祷告。
But some may be called to do this more regularly.
但是有些人，你可能是被呼召来做有接有常常
It's an actual 习惯性的。Fasting is a specialized service ministry.That increases spiritual usefulness for the totally committed believer.
因为禁食是一个特定的服事，使全然委身的信徒能增强属灵的益处。
And the example I see is the example of Anna in Luke chapter 2.
那我要给你一个例子，就是在路加福音第二章，这个叫亚拿的先知。
It says, now there was one Anna.
他说有一位女先知亚拿。
A prophetess.
她是一个女先知。
Of a great age.
是她已经上了年纪。
About 84 years.
大概84岁。
Who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayers night and day.
她没有离开过圣殿，以禁食和祷告昼夜侍奉主。
Some of you may have heard the story of Dr. Yonggi Cho in Korea.
所以有些你可能听过赵永基牧师在韩国的故事。
With a church that grew to more than 700,000 people.
那这个教会已经超过70万人了。
In the first few years,
在一开始前几年里面
it was in a tent, a small tent.
他只是在一个帐篷里面来聚会
small in a,
很小的帐篷
small to an extent because it held about 1,000 people or so.
小的意思是说它可以容纳大概1000人。
But his mother-in-law stayed in that tent.
但是他的岳母就在那个帐篷里面。
And I don't know how many years she stayed there.
那我不知道多少年她待在那里。
But she ate only enough food to survive.
她只吃那些足够让她生存的食物。
And she was an Anna.
然后她就是一个亚拿。
Who fasted day and night.
她就昼夜的禁食。
On many occasions.
在不同的场合里面。
And of course you have to eat at some time.
那当然你有时候你要吃东西的。
But this was a ministry.
但这是一个侍奉。
And it says there was one Anna.
他说有一个亚拿。
And so I did a little research.
所以我就来做一些research.
And found out there are 2,989 characters named in the Bible.
然后就发现在圣经里面有2,989个名字。
But this verse in Luke 2 says.
但这个路加福音第二章的这个经文讲到。
There was one Anna.
只有一位亚拿。
There's no other Annas mentioned.
没有其他的 Anna 被讲过的。
A very special person.
一个很特别的一个人。
Who said, I'm going to give of my time.
他说我就把我的时间分别出来。
And so I come to you now.
所以我现在来到你面前。
To take up an offering.
我就要邀请大家。
But not an offering of money.
但不是一个邀请你们奉献，不是奉献钱。
An offering of time.
而是奉献你的时间。
A willingness to sacrifice something.
是你愿意放下，你牺牲一些东西。
Because I personally believe.
因为当我个人，我非常相信。
When we pray for other nations.
当我们为列国祷告的时候。
And I have prayed for Hong Kong every single day.
我每一天都为香港来祷告。
And some have heard my testimony on this.
有些人你听过我的见证关于这个部分的。
That began in the Christmas week of 1975.
1975年在那个圣诞节的那个周末。
So that's 45 years now, more than 45 years.
从那天开始超过45年我每一天都会向上祷告。
So I feel like I can ask people, please, pray for our nation.
所以我现在在呼求大家说，你们也为我们的国家祷告。
Because if we could see revival,
因为如果我们可以看到复兴，
we could do so much more for the kingdom.
我们就可以为神的国做更多的事情。
We could support so much more all over the world.
我们就可以支持更多其他列国的工作。
And we need to keep our freedom.
那我们需要来保持我们的自由。
And so, starting next Friday,
所以从下个礼拜五开始，
for 40 days,
40天。
If you would fast even one day,
如果就算你只能进食一天，
in all 40,
在四十天里面，你只能进食一天。
If everybody took just one day,
那你就算只有一天也好，
we would cover all 40 days.
其他人，我们会负责其他四十天的。
With probably many each day.
所以或者可能一天会有很多人祷告。
Either fasting one meal,
你可能只是进食一餐。
Or like in the Bible where it says they fasted until evening.
或者像圣经里面他们说他们进食直到黄昏的时候。
And you'll find the link on your web page.
你就会发现在你的网站上面我们会放一个连结。
That will link this coming week.
就是接下来的礼拜。
To a guide,
就会带你到一个网站上
called Grace for America,
就是叫做 Grace for America,
translated into Chinese.
我们会把它翻成中文的网页
for you to pray on a different focus of grace every day.
就让你每一天都有不同的焦点放在恩典上面
Now let me just speak a blessing.
那么最后我要为你来祝福
Father, I thank you for this day.
天父爸爸，我们来谢谢你
I thank you for 611.
我为六一来献上感谢
They always receive these seeds with great reverence.
我每一次等我们撒种的时候，我们都会来收成。
They always respond to the challenge.
他们永远是用敬畏的心来撒种，而且来回应挑战。
And God, I pray that you'll not only bless America.
所以耶稣，我呼求你，不只是祝福美国
，but you'll bless Hong Kong.
但你祝福香港
，bless the mainland.
祝福中国
，for what we pray over America.
当我们为美国祷告的时候
，we can also pray over Hong Kong.
我们也可以为香港来祷告
，and we can pray over the mainland.
我们也可以为中国大陆来祷告
，and all the nations of Asia.
也是为了整个亚洲每一个国家。
To the very ends of the earth.
直到列国，直到地极。
We thank you, God, for what you, the power that's going to be generated out of 611 Church.
主，我们谢谢你从六一里面发出来的能力，我们献上感谢。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉耶稣的名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 我们一起起立，我们敬拜。
我们一起起立，我们来敬拜。
我们呼求你，阿爸父，舍利里宝座在。
进入方言祷告当中，
就是进入方言祷告的里面。
求主俾我哋恩典去祷告，
求主给我们恩典来祷告。
对多他的嘅呼召呼吁，
当这个牧师跟我们来呼召的时候，
我哋都要全力摆上。
我们要全力的摆上。
我哋要进入四十日嘅禁食入面。
我们要进入四十天的禁食的里面。
我哋用方言向我哋嘅巴父支取能力，
我们用方言向阿巴父来支取能力。
亦都求圣灵感动我哋，
也求圣灵来感动我们。
我哋应该点样去回应咧？
我们应该怎么样来回应呢？
你每一日去点样去禁食法咧？
你每一天怎么样来进食呢？
一日一餐咧？
一天一餐吗？
定系但以理咧？
还是但以理呢？
我哋求主嚟带领。
我们求主来带领我们。
我哋用方言祷告。
我们用方言来祷告。
求圣灵恩膏我哋。
求圣灵恩膏我们。
亦都求主俾我哋恩典。
求主给我们恩典。
喺我哋禁食祷告嘅时候。
在我们禁食祷告的时候。
主提升我哋，
主提升我们，
让我哋能够睇见异象，
让我们能够看见异象，
领受启示，
领受启示，
领受启示的能力，
领受启示的能力。
当我哋领受嘅启示去到边一度，
当我们领受启示要去哪里，
其实我哋嘅生命嘅力量就去到边度，
我们的生命的力量就去到哪里。
神能够大大使用我
们，神能够大大的使用我们。
保罗睇见，佢要成为。外邦的光，外邦人的光。
保罗看见他要成为外邦人的光，
他就成为外邦人的光。
他就成为外邦人的光。
丁义士文去睇见呢一个嘅非洲一个国家呢、这个山谷入边咧，就好多人起嚟敬拜，跟住佢嘅生命、佢嘅服侍就可以去到咁。
那丁义士文在异象里面看到这个整个非洲的山谷里面，很多人来敬拜，很多人信主，他的生命、他的侍奉就去到那个地方。
求圣灵提升我哋，
求圣灵提升我们，
我哋领受呢个启示，
我们领受这个启示的恩膏。
天父爸爸，求你亲自施恩。
天父爸爸，求你亲自施恩。
对我哋嚟说话。
对我们来说话。
我哋应该点样去禁食？
我们应该怎么样来进食？
我哋嘅禁食。
我们的进食。
系要断开锁链。
是要断开锁链。
断开黑暗嘅权势。
断开黑暗的权势。
让好多嘅人得着释放同埋自由。
让很多人得着释放跟自由。
主啊，我哋禁食，我哋求你俾我哋异象。
主，我们禁食，我们求你给我们异象。
俾我哋每一个人有恰当嘅带领。
给每一个人，你都有带领。
我哋，你预备我哋去点样行？
你预备我们怎么行？
你俾我哋嘅目标系乜嘢？
你给我们的目标是什么？
求你亲自引导。
求你亲自来引
导。并且对我哋嚟说话。
而且对我们来说话。
带领我哋知道如何去禁食。
带领我们知道如何来禁食。
求主帮助我们。
求主帮助我们。
我亦都奉耶稣基督嘅名，求主施恩俾每一个人。
我也求奉耶稣基督名，求主施恩给每一个人。
耶和华赐福俾你。
耶和华赐福给你。
佢个面光光照你。
他的面光光照你。
赐你平安。
赐你平安。
佢保护你。
他要保护你。
你出你入。
你出你入。
耶和华神都与你同在。
耶和华神都与你同在。
施恩俾你。
施恩给你。
赐你幸福。
赐你幸福平安。
奉耶稣嘅名祝福你。
奉耶稣嘅名祝福你。
阿门。
阿门。
哈利路亚，多谢主，我将荣耀归俾神。
把荣耀归给神。
弟兄姊妹，我哋可以散会啦，愿主祝福你。
愿主祝福大家。需要先知预言的弟兄姊妹可以来到台前，我们会有祷告服事队在台前来服事你。如果你需要先知祈祷的话，你可以行到台前，我们也要祷告服事团队可以来服事你。祝福大家。